It's gonna be like I'm yelling in the background.
All right.
You're listening to Jan Talk.
Go.
We in the jungle, baby.
Number one.
This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down dinner make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk,
yeah, dang it,
this
we're
that
back.
A shot gin my best friend talk. Man, this that gin talk, this
look,
that gin talk,
gin talk.
This that sit down dinner make you zen talk.
Drew, I
this
got Trev, Trev's my whip of the day. This is in the building. And today we got a very, very good topic today. Today we're talking about the signs of insecurity and how to point them out and how does that affect relationships these days.
We're back. Drew laying down. We got an old vibe.
It's like you're doing therapy for real.
Down.
Yeah, he like he in therapy session. His dad should look like he out there.
Same
today. Oh. You going to do the intro, Drew?
Nah, y'all misunderstood what I said, what I was going to do. It's all right, though. All
right.
What, you going to yell in the background?
I was going to be like, yeah, and I was going to be like, and you shut the fuck up. Now go ahead and start, Mike.
We could have did that.
No reason.
Oh, man.
So we talking about insecurities.
Yep. How they could have
like,
fuck
we doing
up.
Like overall insecurities or just relationship insecurities?
We can just talk about insecurities in general because when you're dealing with an insecure person, do you feel like it's your responsibility to make them feel secure and get them over their insecurity?
At first, but not...
It gets tiring.
Yeah, not all the time.
Stop being so reassuring and shit. If you got to reassure yourself, like, every freaking day, then, you know, they ain't going to work out. But if you know somebody got a pass or something, and you really like that person, you can see if you can work out with them. But you can't... If it's stressing you out to the point that you stressed and you just... fucking losing your mind, then nah.
So you're saying if their insecurities come from whatever they done went through in the past, then you'll do more to reassure them to make them feel secure?
Yeah, you got to show. Sometimes you got to show somebody that is better shit out there. You got to show them that, hey, I ain't the last niggas you used to fuck with, or you can find a girl who's showing you ain't she ain't the last woman y'all was with and all that. So at the same time, you got
to heal from all that past trauma and all that past stuff that's happened in relationships. Do you feel like the insecurity won't be there?
Sometimes some people just need to get a new light out. Somebody needs to just shine some light on them. Sometimes it'll work and sometimes it won't.
Basically, she's saying that most of that should be here before you begin a new situation, a relationship.
True that.
So I guess because insecurities can be a lot of different things. Like, if you're dealing with a woman that have, like, self-esteem issues and she's insecure about that, then, yes, you can constantly reassure her by, like, giving her all these compliments and all this uplifting stuff. And I feel like that's okay. Them type of insecurities, I may be able to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But them insecurities because I feel like insecurity and lack of trust usually are tied in together. Because a lot of the times if you're insecure about something that's not, like, a personal thing, like with your appearance or stuff like that, you got a trust issue. So if all the men before my man cheated on me and I'm going to be insecure to feel like he's going to cheat, then that means I got a trust issue that I didn't come healed from in my previous situation. So that's why healing is so important because it can stop this insecure shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
So, yeah, basically, you know what I'm saying, because nobody don't, after a while, If it continue on, that mean the whole shit gonna be like, damn, I gotta walk on with eggshells. Bitch, them shit gonna get cracked. So just gotta know what I'm saying. Insecure is like you can, like that's why I always say you can help people through their trauma, but you can't inherit that shit. You gotta help them through it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody understand. Everybody has a past, but it's got to be a time. The past can't define you forever. You can't let it define your future or nothing like that. So you got to eventually, like, try to ease it as a sign, the cliche as a sign, shit. You got to try to get over it.
Let this shit go. That's the only way you're going to get over it, too. I mean, people be missing out on blessings because they too scared. They feel like the last person they was with is going to be the same person they get because they feel like that's what they attract. And some people just accept that shit, so they don't know.
They're not healed.
Yeah, they're not healed. But eventually you'll come across somebody who really genuinely cares about you, but they'll fuck it up because they keep on thinking that it's too good to be true or all bad things supposed to happen to me. Not all good things supposed to happen to me. So you just got to find, if somebody's really, really, really down for you and really loves you and cares for you and they want to work it out, then they'll help you. I mean, some, like when I was single, I used to deal with some women, you know, they used to talk about dudes that used to do them wrong and all that shit. And I just told them, hey, it's a safe space over here. You can really open up to me and all that. And once you open up, they'll probably take the edge off and that could start the healing. But if
the, like, he split voice down when you were talking.
You know I do that all the time. You know that's the trademark.
You know his move ass got that.
You know it's a trademark.
What you say? Not the ripper.
You know I had to do the trademark. Keep sweat. I had to do that, but I was always genuine. I always let everything know in front. I never had no secret intentions for shit and all that. So,
you know, ill intent. So you get attention. Like,
and that's what you do. Once you, like, take the edge off of them and everything, then they'll start opening up and all that. But if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But some people just got to really figure out who they really going to deal with. Because a lot of people deal with some bullshit. And some people be like, you know what? Fuck it. It's worth it. That's how some motherfuckers think. Yeah. Like, they worth it. I'm going to fuck all the red flags. I'm going to fix it. And then that's why they be miserable they damn self.
Yeah, you can't fix everybody.
Trying to be miserable. Dealing with an insecure person can't do nothing but bring miserable.
Yeah. That shit is ass. That means, like, you can't live your life. That shit going to drive you crazy. That shit, you going to have shit. You going to have to get therapy doing this and that shit. Because
I think everybody need to go therapy, though.
Yeah. Insecurity is like a it's a mental issue. It's a mental illness because you like
doing all this thinking,
huh?
Because I overthink, so I'm gonna just play stuff out in a whole lot of different ways.
Do
a lot of ways, but I may not project all of that onto a person. But when you go to read deep into stuff, especially that social media shit.
Oh yeah, that's the devil playground for a person.
Yeah,
I just can't get with it. Like, because why are you taking Facebook so serious?
Yeah. Why are you taking podcasts so serious?
Y'all, so, do y'all remember the episode we did? And I told y'all about the dude that cooked the chicken, and I said the chicken wasn't cooked dark enough? So he listened to that episode.
Ooh, shit.
And brought it to my attention the other day, like, randomly. Well, he randomly texted me Sunday morning. We hadn't talked like that in probably since August. I texted him and told him happy birthday a couple of weeks ago. His birthday was the 14th. So I had told him happy birthday, and he gonna say happy birthday to you as well, even though my birthday was September the 18th. But okay.
Sounds sarcastic.
Libra gang.
I mean, like, you could have told me happy birthday then. But so he texted me Sunday morning and was like, "What you cooking us for dinner today?" or something like that. And I had got drunk Saturday night, so I'm thinking, maybe I'm still drunk when I read it. I read it, went back to sleep. I ain't think nothing else ever. For whatever reason, I thought about it Monday. So I texted him and I was like, "You didn't mean to text me that yesterday, did you?" And he was like, "Yes, a whole day later, blah, blah, blah." Somehow from there, he goes and says something about the episode you did on the Gen Talk. You just made them feel like I couldn't cook and something else. So I laugh so hard. And I really hope he doesn't listen to this episode and get offended. I'll screenshot and send it to Trav so we can laugh together because.
Shake and bake.
Hey, man. Hey.
I appreciate him for listening.
Yeah, we appreciate you for listening. Tuning in, man.
Whether I'm on them or not.
We're going to send you the Gentile cooking set, man. We're going to help you out.
Hunt your head down, right?
Yeah, undo this shit.
But yeah, man. It's like, I just can't really, like, in a relationship or, like, in friendships, because I know everybody had that insecure friend that, like, that's key to move everywhere you go, like, damn. Yeah. I know we all have. We all have. Well, us three have.
What? Say that again.
An insecure friend.
Oh.
So yeah, like even like in friendship, someone who insecure, like that shit, like that kill the mood, like it just bring the spirit down and kill the vibe, in my opinion.
I don't know why. I think some men are just scared of that rejection. And when that rejection sits in, it kills their confidence. Where that you could turn that into a lesson and just, you know, learn off of that mistake. Because the more you get rejected, I mean, you be like, okay, she ain't worth it. She don't want your time. And all that, just move on. There's so
that's
many
why
women.
You study the person before you make your moves, so you don't waste no time.
That's true.
That's what I do.
You got to. But you can't be scared. You just gonna sit there and life gonna pass you by. As gonna be 50 years old, like, damn, all this pussy out here, I didn't get none. So.
Cause she was gonna reject me. But.
Well, who gives a fuck? Maybe she would have said, hey, you know what? Let's give it a shot.
I mean, all a single person can do is say yes or no.
Yeah, basically, they ain't gonna shoot you.
And if they be extra with it,
yeah, they can be extra with it.
Yeah, now that shit, I understand it, but I feel any insecurity should be able to be gotten over, unless it's something like just some psychological shit or just some real life trauma happen to you. If it just like on looks and appearance, man, like you gotta just like what they say is life give you lemons, make some lemonades out of it. You gotta make the best out of your situation and want and shit. I don't care who you is, somebody gonna want you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but even you can be attractive to a lot of people and you can still be insecure.
Yeah, and a lot of people are like that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody said they didn't want to date this one girl because she was a big girl and she done shaped herself up now. Now he kicking himself in the ass.
Oh, you talking about
me?
Yeah.
I ain't say it.
But you know, I was like, you should have been gone. Yeah, that's why a lot of people are scared to.
The girl that they didn't
want
to date her.
Yeah, of course not.
Of course not.
She told us.
Yeah.
Told her. She don't
know. Oh, it's over with now.
Oh, that shit gone. Stop them rise.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Oh, so it's a whole
rap. Yeah.
That shit gone. That's what I'm saying. A lot of people be scared. They be scared what other people gonna think. If I talk to this person because they so and so or this or that, just fucking go with what you want. Love is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
And motherfuckers be scared of what other people gonna think. And then you got people who
I'm
having.
I'm not scared of what other people think. You gotta be attractive to me.
That's what I'm saying.
You know.
Nah, you just can't. This is a disclaimer now. You gotta be somewhat attractive to, like, to talk.
I gotta
like,
be able to look at you.
Yeah, you gotta be able to look at the motherfucker.
You sure?
What about that? Look at your picture and be like, can I take a picture with this person?
What about that
whether
guy?
I want to post it or not, or just have it in my phone and be able to look at it later. You got to be attractive. I don't care how big you are or how small you are. You got to be attractive. Yeah. I've done ugly people before, but
damn.
I thought that was ugly, but other people didn't think that was ugly. But it was something about them that was attractive to me, but it probably wasn't their face.
So something about the name.
Sometimes you get attracted by the personality.
That means you ugly.
Yeah.
That means you ugly.
When somebody say you got a nice personality, this is like you ugly. That's code word for old. Well, you ain't all that. Yeah.
Yeah, like, old girl told me I was funny.
Damn. What makes you ugly? Or is it just a personal preference from people?
It's a personal preference.
Because some people gave Flavor Flav some pussy.
She told you was funny that meant that you weren't attractive to her.
Well, she's a lesbian.
She's a lesbian.
Yes.
Well, hey.
You know what I'm talking
about? You know,
you wait, who?
Right, because now I'm confused.
We're gonna skid past that. We're going to skid past that. But I'm just saying, like, what is the definition of being ugly? Is because you can be very, very gorgeous and have a ugly-ass personality or attitude. I won't even be attracted to you.
But then that would make you physically attractive, but morally you're unattractive.
Like you got an ugly spirit. I think that would hurt a girl's heart. You can tell you got an ugly spirit.
But they should know, because
yeah,
girl.
That would hurt a whole lot more.
Yeah.
Let's test it out.
Damn, nigga. I'm going to test it out.
I'm going to find somebody.
I think, because to me, it's three levels of attraction. It's like physical attraction, sexual attraction, then your, you know, like the personality attraction. Suck a guideline. Like, you can be like physically, cause you can be physically attracted to somebody and y'all ain't sexual attractive or like sexually compatible. And that shit'll throw it out too.
I feel you.
You wanna say that?
But yeah, man, like, so it's just like, I guess it, whatever you can do, whatever, to me, is whatever you can tolerate.
Yeah. But I mean, like,
well, I gotta be some kind of way physically attracted to you to have that sexual shit happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you give me a hug and it don't
make move your soul.
Yeah, it gotta, yeah, if I don't get nothing off that hug, and I'm a hugger anyway. So if a person just give me a hug, like, I don't shake hands, so if somebody reach out and shake my hand, I'm trying to, I'm like, nah, if they give me a hug and I wasn't even thinking about it, shit with them, and that hug do something, now I might look at you in a whole different light.
You start throbbing.
Because how did your hug just do that? And then I might answer another hug.
All right, let's try this again.
So basically, let's try what again?
Oh, she's talking about a hug.
So basically, if the hug make you throb, then you're going to go for it.
Right. Because if the hug don't make me throb, what else is it that you're going to be able to do to make me throb?
I don't know. Sometimes
you can't make me throb off of something simple.
I don't know. You got a good talk, gang. So.
No, I'm saying. You meet a person the first time, it probably didn't hit. But then you start talking to them a few days. You start getting to know them,
okay,
really.
So, well, let me take that back.
Please.
Oh.
If we were just meeting in person,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, a talk game can make me throw up. So if you do that, like we just have a conversation over the phone, and then I get a sexual interest in you that way, then when I get to you in person, if you give me a hug and I don't feel what I felt by what you were saying, it ain't gonna work no more.
True.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
You can tell, because if you're just on the phone with a girl and you're just talking about some bullshit and you don't even care about the shit and she's just laughing and giggling, you got to ask. And they're talking about Pokemon. She don't even give a damn about that shit.
Attraction got to be there. And, like, I think that where a lot of insecurity come from, like, damn. Because, like, I think that mostly what insecurity come from is overthinking. Like, damn, is this person like me? Is I'm anything like their ex? Or I'm better than their ex? Like, all those questions be going through your mind. And it tends to hit you and make you somewhat insecure or not all the way insecure. So. Yeah. I think overthinking
I don't think
is the key.
About me and exes. Like, I don't really be thinking about what they ex did or didn't do. Mm. Maybe is that a man thing?
What'd you say?
It's a both. It's both. She don't think about the ex. She don't think about the man.
With
ex.
A guy, I do not think about what went. Now, if we having a conversation and you telling me what happened with you and your ex, what was good with them, what was bad with them, I'm not gonna sit there and compare myself to your ex.
Yeah, comparison.
I don't say compare, yeah. But if it's different if kids are involved, then you got to worry about dealing with them.
I don't give a damn. I think I'm the best anyway. I said, shit, look what you fucking with. Look at where you at now.
You got to be like, I'm him.
I don't even care when the kid is involved. The
oh, yeah, you don't like kids.
What did you say?
You said you don't like kids. She don't like, she I said she don't like baby daddy.
She don't like kids. She made it clear.
I never said I don't like kids.
Play it back.
Fuck them kids.
Gotta get this out there real clear.
Disclaimer.
I love kids. I prefer a man to come without kids. Let's go back to this Facebook thing. I share shit all day about I want somebody that does not have a child. I'm involved with a man that got a child. It don't bother me to a certain extent. It does.
He might be. He got an older child.
No, she's 3.
Oh, you bending the rules a little bit.
Nah,
it's
kind of like double back to something that I had did before.
Oh.
Shout out.
So we're like trying again.
Oh, was that on him?
But him and his child's mother, they have a schedule. Mother. Like they do a week on, week off. So he have a girl for a week and then she have for a week. And yesterday was supposed to be her day to get their daughter back. And me and him was supposed to hang out and do some stuff. But then the mama was sick. She had the flu, so of course she didn't want the girl to go home because mama was sick. So, you know, I didn't really have an attitude about that. I had an attitude about the communication part of it because I had to ask a question to find out that plans had changed. But that's one of the things that I always be like, that's why I don't really want to deal with somebody with kids, because you have to make plans around the child. But as far as, like, comparing to his baby mama or to his child's mother, I've never. And I'm not going to.
Mm.
Because
yeah.
I'm me.
You me. You You like what you like.
Yeah, it's me. But yeah, like, so then that whole thing, like, when I meet guys and we friends on Facebook, like, if we were friends on Facebook and then from there, it's like, you inbox me and you want to take me out and do all of this stuff. If I feel like something's going to happen from what we got going on, I always say, like, don't take what I post and share on Facebook serious. A lot of men have approached me based off what I done shared on Facebook. If I share something that make it seem like I'm single, then here they come. And then they'll say that. They'll be like, oh, why waited? Because I can tell if you, like, with somebody or not. So, yeah, don't take me serious on Facebook. But, yeah, I'll share some. Like, I shared a post the other day and said that don't come with me with a baby mama. And I was like, I prefer she be dead or whatever the shit.
There you have it.
We're not friends on Facebook. And he blocked me, so he don't see nothing I post no way. Unless he done unblocked me and all of that.
So you got to check up on you.
I tell you, you know, you got Snoop here now and then.
What's she up to?
But yeah.
Insecurity, yeah. To me, I think most of the insecurity should be, most insecurity should be taken care of before the relationship starts. It's just like, that's, to me, insecurity is more like, it's like baggage. Like, it's like people always say, people bringing baggage, don't want to deal with people baggage. Like, that's part of the baggage. It's not just necessary to keep what people say, they bring it on baggage. I'm laughing at Drew. Baggage to the relationship is necessary. Kids, it could be that trauma there or unhealed insecurities. Mm-hmm. Like that will weigh on it a lot. So after a while, you can deal with it for a little bit, but after a while, that shit gonna get tiring, yeah. And that shit gonna weigh on the relationship, and then eventually, everybody know what's happening.
Just show them they worth. Once you show somebody what they worth, but don't gas them up, green light them too hard.
Gas life.
You know what I'm saying? Just bring them up to they like, I don't need your ass no more and all that. I mean, just show them that, you know what I'm saying, I like you for who you are and all that, and show them that you got value and all that, that they have value. You know what I'm saying? Just to treat them right. And that's what a lot of people got to go through. But you got to think, everybody started off with insecurities. Everybody started off with something. Everybody was afraid of something.
Yeah.
And they had to get over it. Everybody has to get over that shit. Whether it was in elementary, middle school, high school, college. By college, I think you should be having, like, you should start smelling yourself. Basically, like, I know what I like. I know what I ain't going to, like, I'm going to have my boundaries and all that shit. And some people don't put boundaries down, and then they get ran over. And then that's when all the insecurities come in. So I think everybody really got to, like y'all said, heal. But at the same time, y'all got to really love yourself before you love somebody else.
Yeah, that part of the healing process. You got to, I don't know why people get out of a relationship and try to heal through dating or heal through dating other people because it ain't gonna work. You just gonna, that shit like a disease. That shit gonna keep spreading, gonna keep causing havoc and causing rampage until you heal. Like, you're never gonna be happy.
True,
you can't date your way out of trauma.
Our relationships don't damage you.
Yeah, all of them
don't damage from our relationships. So don't get it twisted to the fact that just because you end a relationship that you can't just jump right into dating. I am an advocate for that. You do not need to sit around and be sad forever. Get over that shit and keep it moving.
Yep.
But if there was nothing for you to heal from that experience, then more power to you. Go ahead. But learn something from it.
Yeah.
Because if it ended for a reason, that don't mean that it was always a bad thing. Sometimes people realize that they really just shouldn't be together. And if people were to have serious conversations with the person they're trying to be with when they start all the time, but I don't even want to say from the beginning, because people change daily. What I like today, I might not like that same thing 3 months from now. So do these check-ins.
Yeah.
But if people go ahead and let somebody know what's important to them in a relationship and in a partner, go ahead and put that shit out there.
Yeah. Because
and then, like, if something, and as soon as something happens that you really don't agree with, speak on it. Don't just accept it and keep moving, because then when you do that creates problems. Now you've been with somebody 2-3 years, they doing shit that you don't like, but you're scared to tell me you don't like it because you've been accepting it for so long.
True. Yeah. Like you said, sometimes relationships just run in court sometimes.
Jackass.
Damn.
I just want people to understand that a relationship is a voluntary thing. You're not obligated to be with nobody. If you wake up and y'all want to do this shit no more, you ain't got to do it no more.
Nah. That's why I think when marriage should have like a renewal to them. It's just my
opinion. That can end, too. You can wake up and say you don't want to do that no more. Either. I know the Bible say
to death.
But it's a lot of stuff the Bible say that we shouldn't be doing and we doing it so you can get a divorce.
Yeah.
You weren't supposed to have premarital sex. You weren't supposed to have all these babies out of wedlock. There's a lot of stuff you aren't supposed to be doing. But you're doing it, so you can end a marriage.
Yeah, I know our heart.
It's in my heart. Something.
Okay.
Man, Mike.
But yeah, like, so ladies, so some of the signs, what, like, we ain't never getting to, like, what is a sure sign of insecurity?
Questions?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you having a good time? Do you like me? Do you really like me? Are you sure? Do you like my, do you, is this sex good?
Are you happy with me?
Does my dick fit? Is it good enough? Better than your boy life boyfriend?
I tell people in the beginning that I'm insecure. And I'm not just really insecure, but I need reassurance. You need to let me know you still like me and you happy here. Because what's wrong?
Look at you, that's...
That's what men be so like. I be like, I love you for who you are. And then you ain't have to worry about that. That's all you got to say.
That's some player like shit.
That ain't no player shit. The fuck?
The insecurity shit. The jealousy thing. That who, what, when, why, what, all of this shit. That not being able to understand why I'm having a conversation with somebody of the opposite sex. Like, yeah.
If you don't know about them, that shit.
And then taking that Facebook shit serious is.
Yeah, so in social media, oh, you can't yes, take that.
Yes, I do got
shit.
Insecurity.
I be say jealous. That again. Go ahead and say it.
I just said it.
We ain't here.
I didn't hear you.
I said I do have insecurities. I'd be jealous.
If you didn't know about, like, if she had a male friend, she ain't tell you about it.
Like R. Kelly said.
Whoa. But to try to make everybody, any man, feel comfortable and not be insecure when it comes to me, I put everything out there. Like, I'm like an open book. And a lot of men aren't used to that. Yeah. Like, I'm not gonna lie because it just takes too much to tell a lie.
Yeah. You gotta lie.
I might not tell everything, but I don't tell a lie.
Might tell you a joke.
But I'm not, I'm gonna tell enough so there is no reason for you to question anything.
You're gonna get in a blueprint.
Yeah, Drew, why you be jealous? What be the problem?
I don't know.
Speak, it's your show.
Might be the hype.
All right, moving on. Cut off.
From your past relationships, that trauma still got you.
She said, "Do you got PTSD?
PTSD?
Yeah, same thing.
No, it's not.
You guys.
I think I do. I can't think right off the top which relationship it was, but yeah, might have been baby mama.
Think so. Have you got over that trauma? Be honest.
Being jealous?
No, I'm just saying, being just trauma from past relationships that you've been through. Have you ever got over that trauma, that hurt? And you can be honest.
Or you just fucked your way out of it.
Both.
Oh.
Not sounds true, because everybody grieves different. If you want, you know, some men go out there, go fuck a few times and be like, you know what, let me go settle down for a little bit.
You ain't doing that but bearing it. Deal with it. Face that shit head on.
Head on.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I'm not
Drew.
Oh. You gotta fix these mics.
But everybody grieves different. I mean,
you need to go through that little phase Michael went through when he was what he was telling them women.
He working on himself. I was though.
Go work on yourself.
It's called healing.
Like legit be working on yourself. And like work on yourself alone.
I was working on myself.
You're a liar.
Did you work on yourself alone or did you work on yourself through?
Well, I did. I recently found out that I had depression and I've been taking medication to solve that and everything. So I've been trying to eat better and everything. Ma'am?
You take happy pills.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
So there's nothing wrong with
that. So no, there ain't nothing wrong with that, but I had trauma when I was young and all that, like basically like getting picked on when I was fat and all that shit. But I feel like after a few relationships I was in and that time I was healing myself, I had to figure out, do I really love myself and all that? And when you start, like I started saying, I could bring value and all that. So that's why I said I was healing myself and all that. I didn't want to bring somebody into my bullshit while I was still healing.
The thing about it was, though, you were honest, I think, and forthcoming with those women, letting them know that.
Yeah. That's what I said. It's a take it or leave it deal.
Yeah, so.
I was damaged goods. So if you want to get in this broke.
Take it or leave, bro.
No. It's a take it or leave it situation. What I'm saying is, either you want to, I'm broke down right now. I'm a broke down Lamborghini. You can take it or leave it. And if they didn't want to be with me or they just want to be friends, that was cool. I never ever came off as a. Somewhat, I was trying to see if it'll lead to somewhere. It was always like, I like you for you. You know what I'm saying? If it blossoms into something, it could turn into something. And that's what I always tell them. I say, I'm never going to make any woman feel uncomfortable. If you want to chill with me, you can chill with me. If you want to hang out, if you want to talk to me, I'm always here to talk. I know, you know.
He's such a sweetheart.
I'm a sweetheart.
He really is.
Ain't that right, Bookie? Okay.
No, he said he likes sweethearts.
I do like sweethearts.
Though. I know. We see why.
You ain't no future.
I know. I'm the present.
Bullshit out.
I'm just playing. But nah, for real though. I was never ever trying to like deceive women. And most men, they try to deceive women, have a hidden agenda. They try to play that nice guy shit just to get some pussy. Or they try to play that little tough guy dude just to get some pussy. When you can just be straight up honest with the whole situation. And at the same time, you talk to these women, you can have a conversation with them and say, hey, this and that and all that. I could talk to you and be honest, up front and honest about every situation. That's why I said I was always a safe space. Your secrets is always safe with me. Whatever it says in this room stays in this room and all that shit. And that's why I think a lot of women really fuck with me.
So, aww.
That's why.
Okay,
the
Michael.
Present.
That's for sale.
Defend some of these men because you said men do the whole nice guy, tough guy.
Yeah.
I got to like put this dirty shit on some of these women too.
So oh yeah, women do that shit too.
And say, this is all I want to do. But for some reason, some women got this little thing in their head where they feel like they can change a man's mind.
Mm.
Oh, he's saying he clearly saying this is what he want to do. But I feel like if I just put the pistol on him like this, or if I start going easy for him and making life easier for him, he's going to want more. And then they say, you know, he'd be like, oh, I don't want to do this with you no more. And then he go get on a relationship. Now she hurt. When he already done told you this ain't what he wanted from you, no way. But you feel like you can just bring all this stuff to him and it can change his mind.
So
I got a one straight mind. When you tell me this is what you want, I'm not thinking about nothing else. Oh, you just want to have sex? Oh, we just want to chill? You want to go out sometime? Whatever you telling me, that's what you want to do. That's exactly what we got to
so
do.
So basically she's saying, whatever you on, she on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on it two times.
I think,
if all you want to do is this, I'm going to go do what it is I want to do with somebody else.
Yeah. I think a lot of women, because it's really alarming how women don't know that men have post-nut clarity. That the feeling I had before we got in this room and after I bust my nut, it's not going to feel the same way. When a man busts his nut, if he didn't really fuck with you, he just need to get that nut off. He ain't going to really fuck with you. And some women don't even realize that. Women think we bust our nuts and we still feel the same way. All that shit go. All that sexual tension that drives a man, that all that shit, when he has his nut inside him, all that drive, it goes out the door. He'll sit there. I want to get on the PlayStation for a little bit. Man, I need to go out to eat. That's how men think. They'll sit there. They'll look at you. If he don't fuck with you, hey, look, I'm going to catch you later. I got to go do something. My homeboy just called me. He said he need help with something and all that. I'll talk to you later. And that's what niggas do. Don't get quiet. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My bad. I was talking. Yeah. Post-nut clarity is a real thing.
I'm just saying. Have you ever been with a guy? Have y'all? All right.
Y'all don't feel the same after sex. Y'all just put the girl out.
Nah. It's just like the trying stops and I feel bad for women who had to suffer post-nut clarity and end up getting pregnant by the dude.
Oof.
Damn. That's some hurtful shit. Bad. But post-nut clarity is a thing. Yeah, he ain't really dislike you. He just wanted a nut. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that shit happens quite often. You can tell when it's a post-nut That's next episode we need to do. Episode we need to do post-nut clarity.
I'm telling you, that shit is crazy. Have y'all ever had sex with somebody y'all regret?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay, then.
We talk about that, though?
Did he just say, have y'all ever had sex with somebody and got a pregnant?
Nah, we regret.
I'm about to say, because don't Drew got a whole child?
She said you got a whole child.
She thought she said.
She thought my ass, we have had sex with somebody we regret. We got pregnant.
No, I'm just saying. It was just somebody you just like, in the moment, you were just horny as fuck. He said, let me get this nut off. And then, because I done drove somewhere, and I was like, damn, it wasn't worth the drive.
Yeah, I remember.
I drove, and it was worth the drive.
I just saying, because you be driving, it get there. Yeah. I mean, they said some women do that, too. Like, they'll get that nut off, and they won't even want to deal with the man no more. But some women really think.
That's very rare, though.
I don't care how far it is.
Really not.
If I didn't like it and I feel like I don't like it no more after that, I'm going home.
Here's your nut rat. You get out.
That means she ain't like a woman. I don't care how.
I'm probably not going to come off of the sex anyways. But if I didn't like it, I'm going to get up and go home. If I go to sleep with you or if I sleep at your house, I like something. I got to be very comfortable there. I got to be at peace. The sex could have been horrible. But if I can fall asleep there, that's great. But, yeah, I go home in a minute. I don't care what time it is.
Yeah.
And how far you
go. Hey, but she really likes you. She going to stay anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be asking, can I just come to your house and go to sleep? Like, can I just come take a nap? You ain't even got to talk to me. I just want to, like, lay close to you. You playing your game? Aww. Can I just lay right here while you play your game?
That's a different kind of intimacy than intimacy. Hey, man, dude, come back with me. Yeah, man.
You have to be comfortable to sleep around somebody. Because I'm wondering, like, what the fuck you doing while I'm asleep?
Playing in your hair. Twirling. Make me twirl in the house. Shit.
Being like Andre 3000.
Yeah, yeah.
Just want to lay in her hair.
Intimacy. That's a motherfucker. Just having an intimate session with somebody, you know you ain't got no business doing it with.
And intimacy is not all about sex.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Like, it can just be a whole fuck, and there's nothing, there's no type of intimacy about it. Like, just fucking.
Yeah. Like, going, like, don't like rich motherfucker problems. Like, them motherfuckers go on vacation with the girl for a link and all that. You have an intimate, you on vacations and shit. Knowing this is going to be temporary.
Just take me to the beach to have sex with me.
Take her to the beach and just have sex with her.
Sex on the beach and...
That's why I got to take her to drive to Florida.
Ain't that far for it.
Go to Panama. Oh,
wow. Yeah, Panama. What, about 3 hours?
Lay a towel on the sand.
Go to Callaway.
She said she's like...
You wanted the beach. You wanted the beach. Lay that towel down.
You want the beach? You want a Callaway?
A little bit more clear. Where there's a hotel, where the hotel is on the beach, and we have an ocean view, and we can go on the balcony. Do I got to give all them type of details? So I want nobody to say no Callaway.
No. What is up with girls in these balcony? Y'all want to do some daredevil shit on sex, man?
Hey, you better know.
I got a balcony, but there's no beach.
But hey, better know how to keep your feeding.
Old girl on Forrest Gump, goddamn.
Hey, I got height. I got height phobia. Don't look over. Yeah. I'm scared of heights a little bit.
And he's scared of needles.
And needles. Drew had to hold my hand.
No homo.
No homo.
God damn.
It's a safe space, god damn it.
Why you saying to close your eyes?
I don't know.
Like Cuba Gooding Jr. said on Boys in the Hood, he was a shivering bitch boy.
How stupid. Oh shit, man. But yeah, that intimacy, man.
Yeah, intimacy. I think everybody deserves intimacy. Not like you said, not just sex, like just a vibe. Like just sit there and lay and twirl hands and rub her thighs.
I thought you gotta meet the right type of people.
Yeah.
Ice, strawberries, chocolate, all that shit.
You trying to get some freaky shit.
What's wrong with that? Let me just say this. What is wrong?
To make somebody like him. He probably did that when he was here.
Oh.
Forget him somewhere.
The secret is out.
I ain't never seen him shut up that quick before.
Now I didn't hear what you said. Now I didn't hear what they said.
What's he was working on his show. He was buying strawberries and shit.
Yeah.
Right.
What's wrong with strawberries?
That's
what if they allergic?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's the backup?
ER, ER. Well, this peroxide. Oh, shit. So you think when you have a one-night stand, you be doing it like it's too much sometimes? Because the man's purpose, if he really fucks with you and that pussy was good, he really wants to call back.
Yeah, she'll call back or something.
I'm just saying, are y'all comfortable?
Oh, I won't call back. Like, it can be good and I won't say nothing else. Until
no.
They say something
to me. Oh, you got to, they got to hit you up first.
Acknowledge me.
Acknowledge.
She said, acknowledge me, motherfucker. Know what I'm saying? So,
I think I've only had, like, one night stand.
I'm just saying, why people, like, so insecure with their sexuality? If you want to try some new shit, so do fantasies and shit, just do the shit.
You can't be doing that shit on a one-night stand, though.
I'm not saying one-night stand. I'm just saying when you're fucking.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
if it's going to be a one-night stand, like you had a...
I said not in a one-night stand.
People feel like they're going to be judged when when the other person not into the...
What I'm saying is, if you're fucking somebody on a regular, because some people has retainer dick and some people have retainer pussy, why don't you just do the shit and live your fantasy?
So a retainer...
What if the other person don't want?
Well, you just got to compromise. If they want to do it, don't do it. Some people... Everybody has a kink. They just don't want to say it.
I already got mine fulfilled.
I bet you have.
Looking like Dwayne Wade.
Everybody got a freaky kink, but they don't want to say it because they feel like they're going to be judged or shamed. I mean, if you doing stuff, you should just have that conversation. That goes with insecurity. If you're going to have a partner, you're probably going to have a partner that doesn't suck dick. Well, how you going to do that? But they cool and shit. They do everything else. They just don't suck dick.
Shit.
What? Exactly. They fulfill your every need. They uplift you.
They ain't fulfilling my every need. You ain't sucking no dick.
One thing. They doing everything else. They cook clean, give you affirmations, just been the best friend, been a friend and a confidant and all that shit. They just don't suck your dick.
You know what I'm going to do?
What you going to
do? I'm going to cheat.
Oh, yeah. That's the promo.
Yeah. What'd
you say?
You said she need to let I need to make tell her, like, need to tell her that, be up front with her.
I'm a cheat. So you going to let this shit run?
That's what's wrong with people. They don't ask them questions. They find people that just do certain things that they want. But they ain't going to tell them how important sex and head are. Hey. And I'm going to just let that slide. Like, no. Yeah. I ask them types of questions. Like, how often do you feel like you need to have sex? Do you like
getting
your dick sucked?
Hell, motherfucking yeah.
Like, blow. You know where you are? You're in the jungle, baby.
And it'd be like what Mike said,
she's
doing everything else. But sucking your dick. That so
shit,
what you gonna do?
That shit'll be stressful. I can't
just tell her to blow on
that shit. Hell no.
That's a form of intimacy. Come on.
Hey, this will be an extra birthday gift. You know what I'm getting for your birthday? And all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Shit be terrible. Shit be terrible. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You got to be open with your sexuality. You got to let the motherfucker know what you like. Hey.
I just said it.
I apologize. Well, I was just about to put out examples. I'm saying, my girl want to dress up like a nurse or a damn school teacher and all that shit and role play? Damn, we can do that.
All right. That's all your, right. Her fancy or yours?
Mine.
I know it.
with the pink wig. Yeah.
Yes.
Fucking freak.
You damn right.
It's not healthy.
All right, we got to go ahead and end this. I got
no,
plans.
No, we're not.
I got plans.
Oh, my
where
bad.
You going?
Ooh.
He's going to.
Tell him where I'm going.
He's going to be a whore.
He's a coochie man. He's a coochie man.
You're going to take this part out.
You want to start at 7 because you got plans.
Yeah. Oh. Nah, we started starting 7, so we got nine, so it won't be right.
If I had some ass coming up here, we wouldn't even be here.
He said,
I thought I'd do that. They're going to ask me. I said, yo, I'm going to put your business out.
If you put it out, we're going to take it out. Might take it out.
What's up?
He said, you got a booty call coming? He said, shit, do you?
I said, I'm good. Yeah, I was stupid.
Go ahead and wrap up, Katrina. It was nice talking to y'all. I feel like I haven't done this in a while.
I know. Let's do it next week.
Yeah.
We'll hear part two of the other stuff.
Yeah, we can do next week.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages. Do it, Mike.
Oh.
You don't feel right, do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages.
Go ahead and change your voice and do it, Michael.
I just did. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, it's your boy Mike J with the Sweat Hotel. And today, it's all about intimacy. So today we're talking about intimacy. So yeah, we're going to talk. Yeah, thank y'all for tuning in. We appreciate y'all. And look, love yourself and love your partner and come to the table. You know what I'm saying? You want her to dress up in freaky clothes and you want to handcuff her and get a belt and wear that ass out till it's red and plump. And you know what I'm saying? You spread it. You know, do some nasty stuff to it. Be you. Because you only live once. You might as well go out with a good ass nut. Spin the Gin Doc Podcast. You heard what he said?
If you want the gooch.
If you want to, hey, you want to be the truth? Get the gooch.
You know where Gin Doc Podcast. You're in the jungle, baby!
Keep that in there!
This that gin talk. This that gin talk. This that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk.
This that gin talk.
This that take a shot gin, my best friend talk. This that gin talk. This that gin talk. This that sit